Ohio's third state Senate district has been Republican since 1951. In January, the first Asian American elected to the Ohio Senate will occupy that seat, and she's a Democrat. Tina Maroth won by just over the 0.5% margin for an automatic recount without party support and against a barrage of ads from her better-known Republican opponent, State Representative Ann Gonzalez. And that historic flip was not the only surprise. Elections data expert Mike Dawson found two others. In the numbers for Democratic candidate for Governor Richard Cordray, who lost to Mike DeWine, and Republican Congressman Steve Stivers, who beat challenger Rick Neal.
When Cordray ran against DeWine in 2010, he won Grove City 54-46. This time around, he lost at 54-46. Steve Stivers has normally won Upper Arlington by huge margins, and this time he lost it by a couple hundred votes.
Dawson has a theory why.
It didn't have anything to do with the people in their own communities rejecting them. It had to do with them rejecting the party label attached to their name.
Democratic strategist Aaron Pickerel agrees. He managed winning campaigns for President Obama and Governor Ted Strickland, and Strickland's loss in 2010.
When voters don't have as much information about a particular candidate, then they kind of fall back into that tribal basis and going with who they may have supported last time. And I think, you know, and for a lot of voters in Ohio, they supported President Trump in 2016.
That's not always the case. For instance, Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown won re-election, though Republicans swept the statewide executive offices. Neil Newhouse is with the GOP polling firm Public Opinion Strategies and has done work in Ohio and nationally. Newhouse says Brown is basically a brand name at this point, but he notes the race was a lot closer than most people expected.
There is ticket splitting in those you know, marquee races, but in some of these other races where voters don't know the candidates that well, they tend to revert to party line loyalty.
And that made turning out reliable voters all the more important. Pickerel says President Trump's 7 visits to Ohio in 2018 nationalized this midterm, and they made a big difference in a year where both the Democratic and Republican bases were energized.
You know, and there's no bigger megaphone to help inspire the base than the president, and they used that megaphone in a smart way. President Trump's trips here and the vice president's trips and the Trump family trips, I think that really makes a big difference.
Newhouse says that's an example of one of the two styles of campaigning, stimulation. The other is persuasion, critically important in an election where lower turnout is expected and where there are lower profile races and candidates getting less attention.
There's always, you know, 12-15% of the voters who say, I vote for the person only. But when push comes to shove, party still is a pretty strong tug of that voter to vote either Democrat or Republican. And, you know, truthfully, that's why third party candidates have such a difficult time getting, you know, a significant percentage of the vote, because voters don't want to waste their vote. They want to vote for one of the two parties.
Newhouse says he was especially intrigued by the vote this year, with Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania showing what he calls their blue tendencies, while Republicans scored big wins in Ohio, which he says may be the first indication that it's fully red. But Pickerel says Brown's win by 6 points in a state that voted for Trump by 8 points just 2 years ago shows a Democrat can still win statewide in Ohio. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.